Hello, SM Radio fans. Today we're going to be discussing a topic that isn't like our usual. We will be bringing in two guests, two with different views of war, one with experience, and one who drew the propaganda posters we see everywhere. Bring the guest in. Hi, everyone. How are we feeling today?
Could be doing better. How about you, Patricia?
I'm feeling a little down because of my brother's death, but it's settling to know that he died for his country.
Well, it's your fault for tricking him into joining the war.
Ha ha ha. Okay, moving along. How about we do a little introduction? Patricia, you go first. Okay then. My name is Patricia Stewart, and I'm a professional artist specialized in advertisement, like propaganda posters. Very nice. And Patrick, how about you?
My name is Patrick Starr, and I'm a 30-year-old soldier who survived World War I.
On with the questions. First question. Lots of people have argued that propaganda posters are unfair. Patricia, what are your views on this? Well, I think that it's a good idea that the government made me do these posters because we men should be joining the war anyways, so might as well trick them into doing it.
Yeah, easy for you to say while sitting on the sidelines. These men being tricked into fighting the war, they have families and friends waiting for them at home. They should know what's at stake when going to fight a world war.
Yeah, but with no soldiers fighting, they wouldn't even have a family anymore because they'd all be dead.
This is a war we're talking about, Patricia. You don't just trick people into joining.
Do you think anyone would join the war if they knew the real harsh realities? They wouldn't. And what's your problem with having an army to protect Britain?
My problem is that most of the people in this army have a life to get back to and kids to raise.
Okay, we'll be right back after the commercial break. Welcome back, listeners. So, on to the last question. We've had your opinions on the general idea of propaganda posters. I'd like you two to look at the propaganda poster we selected. What are your thoughts and opinions on this poster? I think that this is an excellent example of a propaganda poster. If your children knew that their daddy didn't contribute in the war at all, they'd feel hurt that their daddy didn't care about their future.
This is the poster that me and my brother saw before joining the war. He never came back to tell his story to his daughter. These are the kinds of posters that end families.
So you think protecting the future of these children isn't enough? A father who wouldn't die for his children is no father. What your brother did was brave and proves that he was a true soldier of Britain.
Not everyone gets to play the big hero during war, Patricia. These kids need a father to take care of them and raise them properly.
Okay, I think this is enough for today. It was nice listening to your opinions, and thank you for being our guest on the show. Thank you for inviting us.